Yakitomi, voice of the web. Promotion. If you are one of the growing numbers of creators of art without an agent, then you will have to do your own promotion. This was the realization that I came to 3 years ago, when I joined the not always so merry throng. Promotion is tough, and must be relentless, because it is often futile. Why do I say futile? Because a lot of people's promotional activity leads to nothing. The first example of pointless advertising that springs to mind is throwing up dozens of adverts like "Read my fantastic book" on Facebook. I shouldn't think that Facebook has sold one book for me in 3 years. So why do people keep doing it? Myself included, because it's easy and gives the satisfied feeling that you're doing something. To be fair to us, a lot of automated advertising produces these useless ads too. Everything cross-posts these days. Put a good ad post on Tumblr, and it's automatically posted to Twitter and Facebook, further adding to the junk posts that are already there. Sometimes less is more, as the saying goes. Choose someone off once too often, and you are consigned to the undesirable alien bean. Yet one of these posts too many could have been an auto cross post. That's how it goes. Something else to bear in mind. That's not to say that Facebook is a waste of time. It clearly isn't, since many people equate using it as going online or even emailing. However, it doesn't sell artwork well, but Twitter does. Don't ask me why, I'm not sure, but I think it's because a tweet is short, so people expect to click through, which is where your sales buttons are. Once on Facebook, people don't want to go out into the wild internet. Facebook is a safe environment. One of my wife's girlfriends complained bitterly for months that I was ignoring her online and not passing her messages on. One evening I got her to show me how she was emailing me. It transpired that she was entering my email address into her Facebook status field and writing her often lengthy message. She's not alone by a long chalk. I think that the average member of LinkedIn has a lot more knowledge of the internet, but does that make them art lovers? I have yet to find out, but it is the next ask on my list. All the best, Owen. Brought to you by Yakitomi. Try it with no advertisements.